aesthetic.
We're preparing for the next life.
Being a Christian is not meant to be aesthetic.
We would seek the reactions of people at times.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, is this going to be like cute enough? Or like the word of God, it's the meat.
It always depends on the heart of the person who's doing that, you know?
When people...
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say? You say it. Finish it. Finish
people
it.
People post about giving to homeless.
No, that's like, not what I was going to say. It needs to be this. Like, it needs to be this aesthetic. And it needs to give this vibe.
People will see this and it's like, oh, maybe I should go and read my Bible too.
Mm-hmm. Like, external validation. That's external validation.
Marlon again with the best quote of the year. Wow.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another day, another way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way.
Woo woo!
Yeah, my name is Jose.
My name is Marlon.
And I'm Fernanda.
You said use it, so I used it.
Oh no!
My goodness! Oh my goodness! All right. Anyways. Today, we shall be talking about this little part of the Bible that's called Matthew 6, verses 1 through 4. But before I get to that part of the Bible, I want to ask y'all one simple question.
Ask away.
How do y'all feel when y'all are given recognition?
Pretty good, no?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel shy. I'd be like, no, like, it's okay.
No, stop. Keep going. No, stop. Keep going.
I like it because I work hard in what I do, and I try to make it the best I can. And when somebody else sees the hard work I put in, they're like, good job. Or even like at work, whenever I got a second mile award, I was not expecting it. And I was like, oh, that feels so nice. Thank you so much. Yeah. But yeah, so recognition. But whenever you're in like when you go into a room full of people and like everyone looks at you.
Oh, yeah. That's when I'm like, oh, it's okay. I don't think it was me, guys.
But. Every once in a while. Like, good recognition for your hard work, I like.
Yeah.
If it was like, oh, that person messed up that one time. Remember when I did that?
I think that was Marlon. Yeah, that was Marlon.
That type of recognition I don't like.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Jason?
Well, me? Yeah, I like it. I ain't gonna lie. It feels nice. When you're, like, doing work and everything, it's like, oh, yeah.
Posadas.
It's like, this is good work right here. Mm-hmm. Like,
good job, Mr. Yes, sir.
Yeah, even at work, like something, it's like, oh yeah, this looks good right here. I'm like,
that pizza looked good.
Yeah. That pizza tasted good too. And you're like, oh yeah, I made that.
Yeah, I'm like that.
When you make your tips, when you get your tips, that's recognition too. It's like people are giving you tips because you did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Why do you think like we? Like, as the human race, like, I think everybody, what do you think we, like, always, like, seek for, like, external, like, validation?
Because, like, external validation. That's external validation.
Because we're selfish.
Marlon, again, with the best quote of the year. Wow.
Literally.
Anyways.
Oh, I said, because we're very selfish people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just natural for us to be like, look at me. Like, come on, guys, I did this. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
It's just natural and an instinct.
Yeah, like you want people to look at you in a way.
Yeah, in a way. Even those that are like, oh, I don't want you to look at me because I'm shy. People.
It's like if you have something nice.
Yeah.
And you would want to seek validation from it. Like, oh, I got... Look at my, like, okay, I got this new car. I'm going to go
show it off
a little bit. And then we would seek the reactions of people at mm-hmm. times. And if someone got like a better car, we'd be like, oh, well, they're taking my spotlight.
Yeah, you're so right. Like, we can also seek validation, like, the way we dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, today, I received a compliment.
Huh? And how did that make you feel, Fair?
I said, I got it from TJ Maxx. Like, it made me smile. I'm like, okay, you thought it was cute, too. Okay. Yeah, it's nice, you know, but it is something that can, like, be, is double-edged sword? Is that what
double,
it is?
Yeah, double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword or double-sided? A double-sided sword?
Okay, we're not from here, so what's the right phrase?
Tell us in the comments.
Yeah, tell us in the comments below. What is it, double-edged sword or double-sided sword? I think it's double-edged sword.
I think so, because a sword can't be double-sided.
That's what it means.
A double-sided.
When it can, like, cut you both ways.
But it has a name. It's like a specific sword. It's like a...
Double-edged sword. That's what I thought.
No, that's okay. We can. We don't know about swords.
Okay, Jose. Yeah, that's our answer.
Okay, thank you. Y'all went so off topic that I low-key got confused.
Espada. Anyway, double-sided sword.
A what?
Espada.
What?
You did not know that. You didn't know that. No.
He looked it up.
Yeah, but he didn't know that, so he didn't know what he was talking about.
What is it?
Or a longsword, or a jian, or a spatha.
Okay, anyways. All right. Matthew 6:1-4 says the following. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Mm. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father in heaven.
Mm.
So whenever you give to the poor, don't sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be applauded by people.
Mm.
Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sits in secret will reward you. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is really telling us that, you know, it's like, it's good to do, like, things. You know, like, this gives, like, the example of, like, giving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But, like, when you give somebody, the intent should be to help the person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're over here, like, oh, look at this. I'm giving this person a few, like, $100. Mm-hmm. I'm giving this guy $100. Look at me.
Yeah.
What are you really helping?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Your image.
Yeah, exactly. You're making yourself look better.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sorry guys, I don't have any money. I just gave $1,000 to the homeless man today.
Literally.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or like whenever people, okay, sorry, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I know what she's going to say.
No, you don't know what I'm going to say. You don't know what I'm going to say.
Say it.
Okay, whenever people go fasting, you see, you did not know.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew it.
You did not know.
I thought she was going to say that.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, you did not know.
Continue.
Okay, sometimes we, like, sometimes over,
fasting.
We make things bigger in Christian. No, fasting is important, but like we're like over religious. Like we're over religious, and we're like, oh yeah, guys, I'm fasting. Sorry, I'm fasting social media. That's why I couldn't do it. Like, feel bad for me, but I'm doing something good. You know, it's kind of like that, too. It's like backhanded. Like, I'm doing something good, but I feel bad for doing it. So that's why I couldn't see it, you know? And sometimes I feel like all of us, like, I've done it. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm poor or something. And
like, sorry, guys, I have to go to church.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like you're like, oh, like, I can't. It's like you make yourself seem like, oh no, I go to church. Like, I
can't make the plan. Sorry. Yeah. Like, you kind of make others feel bad because you're doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, church is something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we've all fallen. I mean, I know I have in those, like, little, you know, like,
little mind games.
Yeah. Mind games. Yeah.
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 Okay. So, yeah. So, on verse 2, it says, okay, so it gives the the how you give to the poor, don't sound the trumpet before you do. So what we're talking about, like, don't like tell everybody, like, don't like like yell it out. It's like, oh, I'm doing this. And it gives the example of like the synagogues and the streets, and it's like how y'all were talking about on like people online now, like these day and time, people like do stuff and then they like post it on video, and does who does like end up helping, you know? Because yeah, they're helping somebody, but then they're also like, they're making their money off of it and everything. They're like putting their name, they're making themselves look better. So like, yeah, those people, like, they have the reward, you know, of helping somebody.
And like somebody else,
it's like, oh, wow. Yeah. So maybe like they can get like a deal out of like some brand, or like they get their money from like if they post it on YouTube and stuff, you know, stuff like that. But that's just like a reward that they get like right now. And how long does that reward last?
Nothing. Money comes and goes.
Exactly. So, you know, like, if you're like over here sounding the trumpet and everything, like, oh, look at me, I did this and this and this, it'll help you maybe for like what? Some your time here in Earth.
Yeah.
But if you do it to like God, who is watching you, like how verse 3 says. So it says, no, verse 4. It says, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. God will reward you. And those rewards are for your eternal life, past this life right now where we are in. We can't even comprehend, but like that thing is going to be like, it's way much more like more important than right now. Like all the what we're doing right now, what we can get in this life right now, like we can't take with us.
Yeah.
The only thing that actually matters what we do right now is if we expand the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Right now, if we share the gospel, that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
So I feel like right now in the in this life, we're like we're preparing for the next life. The eternal one that's actually with God, with somebody that's far more important than anybody else in this world, far more important than what other people think about us, far more important than what we can like make our name and how big we can make our name, because none of that is gonna matter.
Yeah,
when we go in heaven,
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. You said something which I actually You said like we post things on social media. What do y'all feel? When people...
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say? You say it. Finish it. Finish
it. When people post about giving to homeless...
No, that's like, not what I was going
like,
to say.
Or like people like posting on social media that they're doing like good things for like the community or whatnot.
Well, I mean, that's another side of it, but that's not what I was going to say.
You're 0-2, Marlon. You're 0-2, bro. It's not looking good for you.
Okay, this is what I was going to
say. I know what you're going to say, though. No, you got it.
You want to go 0-3 now?
No, okay, continue.
Okay.
What I was going to say is whenever people go have their time with God, like they're going to go read their Bible, but make sure to first take a picture of my Bible looking pretty and of my coffee and of like... Like that, and then they post it. I know it's more done with girls, and before we judge, well, I mean, I want to know the intentions behind that, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it always depends on the heart of the person who's doing that, you know? Us, we don't know what the person's thinking. Exactly. We don't know. Maybe like they can be like, oh, people will see this and it's like, oh, maybe I should go and read my Bible too. You know, it can be like lead by example type
thing. Live out the gospel.
So, sometimes when I see that stuff, I'm just in my head, I'm just like, I hope this is the reason they have behind this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be over here saying, oh, they shouldn't be doing that because I don't know their heart.
Yeah, exactly.
God does, not
me. Exactly.
But when I see that, I really hope it's just them trying to get people to come to God. That's like the best thing you can do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Do you have any opinions on that?
I don't know.
Do I know what you're going to say?
Do you?
I don't.
I don't know.
Exactly. I think like sometimes it's like I see the Bible and it's like pretty. I was like I wish I could do that, like with my Bible. Like I wish I could have the little, I have highlights, but they're not like, for some reason they're not like the brightest, or they're not the most aesthetic. So
that word that you just aesthetic. Used aesthetic
aesthetic
aesthetic ay aesthetic. Yes, then. Okay. Being a Christian is not meant to be aesthetic. I'm sorry, but being a Christian is going against everything that the world says. You're not going to be popular when you're a Christian. You're going to be persecuted, like we said in the last episode. Being a Christian is going against everything that us humans naturally crave for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I worry about. I'm like, sometimes I feel that we worry more about the person's attention. Like, I'm like, okay, it needs to be this. Like, it needs to be this aesthetic. It needs to give this vibe. Because if not, the person is not going to be able to really understand the content or have a relationship with God. No, it's not about that. The Word of God will do its job with or without it being aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should not be trying to attract people in, like, those worldly, like, cravings. Like, no. We need to genuinely understand who God is. And it's, God is not going to be aesthetic. God is gonna hurt people sometimes with his word because he is so honest. God is gonna tell you, hey, Missy, hey, sir, you're living your life wrong. That's not an easy thing to say. And like, sometimes people worry, like sometimes, because I create Christian content for LifeWord in English and Spanish. Go follow LifeWord para ella. But right sometimes, here. somewhere. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, is this going to be like cute enough? Or like the word of God, it's the meat. Mm-hmm. That's what matters. So if you post on social media and use that to share the gospel, I'm proud of you. But think before you post. Am I posting this for others to see me? Or am I posting this for others to see God in me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's the intention behind everything. Anyway, that's a sidetrack. Sorry. Just thought we needed to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like the whole point of like this like conversation was really, we really went over everything. We did pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, like don't try to glorify yourself. Yeah. Don't try to get the recognition from other people when you try to help others. Because yeah, you're not helping anybody else. You're helping mostly yourself when you do that. And yeah, it's not really a blessing if you do it just to glorify your name.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you should be trying to do is to glorify God.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you.
Watching.
Sorry.
Thank
you, I'm sorry. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Woo! When can we see them again?
Every single Friday.
Every single Friday.
Yeah.
At what time?
And at 10 a.m.
Yes. At 10 a.m.
And also, feel free to follow us on our handle, which is ADAW Podcast, which is an Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Yes. Okay, guys. See you next week. Bye.